Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control, the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2WI.
Sir.
KD2AIT, good evening, Bob.
WA2U.
Well, that's a good start. We've got WA2U, George, KD2AIT, Jeff, KC2WIP, and N2PFM. We'll start with you, George. How are you doing today?
Well, good evening, Bob. Everybody else out there on the net. We've got a temperature of 55 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 45 to 67. And a lot of things happened here today, which were good. I got another delivery of some more slab wood. I got about another quart of that, another quart and a half of regular wood came in today, and regular firewood that is. And the other fellow came here to put the water filter up inside the house instead of it being under the house. That part's mostly done. We had to leave the insulation, pipe insulation, that off so we can see if there are any leaks by tomorrow morning. So far so good. So that's what's going on here on the mountainside, and with that we'll say good lesson, 73, then 2, PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, sounds like you had a busy day anyway, and well, let's hope you don't have any leaks. All right, Pete, what's going on with you, KC2WA?
KC2WI, well, I just spent an awful long time on the phone with a guy giving him advice, and I should know not to do that, but it's from up in Lake Pleasant. I'm trying to generate more business there, so the more people say, oh, I talked to Pete Newell, and he really knows what he's talking about, the better, so maybe I'm going to get some business out of it, too. We'll see. I didn't get much work done today. I got one major thing accomplished though. I went up to Watertown about 11 o'clock to the lunch bunch at Ponderosa and had lunch there. Talked to a bunch of the hams that were there, and then I went from there over to Harbor Freight. Wandered around there. I didn't spend a lot of money. I spent more time than I should have because I didn't really have a list. And of course I got, you know, the free items, so I got another one of those multimeters. I probably have half a dozen of those, but hey, for free, you know, put one in every toolbox. And a couple other small things. I didn't really have a list, but, you know, I've spent about $10, I guess, 15, and a few little hardware items. And went across to Lowe's, and I was looking for, it used to be able, you'd go to the, you know, grocery store or Walmart or somewhere, anywhere, and you can get Scotch-Brite green, you know, scrubbing pads for the pots and that. But they had a it was like a rusty brown color, heavy-duty ones. I don't know what they were called, but they were heavy-duty ones. And I haven't found them anywhere, so I figured, well, hardware store. Big hardware store. So Lowe's, and the guys, well, I don't know, you know, the only thing we might have is in, it's funny, they have a big tool thing, and it's almost all power tools, and they have a, you know, rack with sandpaper, but it's not much sandpaper, and it's mostly, you know, to fit on the power sanders. So, well, over in aisle four. And, well, first thing he said is, oh, over with the cleaning stuff. I said, nope, that's not it. And I couldn't find it. They have other stuff, which is, you know, they call stripping pads. But maybe they quit making the others. I don't know. So, you know, it took me 15 minutes to figure out where the stuff was. And finally, I had to ask the guys, you know. And one other quick stop, and then the main mission, really, the reason why I decided to go up there, went over to the Subaru dealer, and I test drove an Outback and a Forester, not new ones, because Ray is, you know, advocating those, and I really like the Outback. So that, between all that, you know, it was like pretty much low of the day in Watertown. But I did get my test drives accomplished. I couldn't ever find anybody that I knew that had either of those two vehicles to sit in one. So at least that's points of information that I now have about whether I would like one or not. And I really kind of like the Outback. They, you know, it drives real nice. It's like a car. It's not, you know, sort of a trucky SUV, but it's got a lot of room and handles well and all that stuff. And it has a little less ground clearance than a Forester, but I think the trade-off is worth it for the on-the-road handling. So maybe I'm going to end up with one of those. Of course, I've been looking for a manual transmission vehicle, but they're so rare. The guy says, "Oh, I don't think we've had one of those on the lot for 3 years, except we got an old lady that every 3 years she's got an Outback and she's out back, and she's had been buying manual transmissions, and she trades them in every 3 years, but." She traded it in last year, so it's not like that's something that they had, you know. And I'm guessing it would be quite expensive 3 years, and probably, you know, she just drives around town, and it would be low mileage and all that stuff. But, you know, the Forester I drove had a stick, and the other one, and the Outback had the CVT automatic. And, of course, it's the same motor in both. And the cars don't weigh that much different, so you get a good judgment. And I was quite impressed with it. So we'll see what I end up with, but at least I know that's a we'll get one for the right price. I'd be willing to buy. You know, that's definitely on the list. So one more thing on the list, but of course I didn't get any real work done today except a little bit in the morning. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I know what you mean there with taking the time to do test drives. That's always one of those things that it occupies your time and makes for sometimes a difficult decision, and like you say, based on price, it depends on whether it comes about or not. Well, it sounds like you had a good amount of shopping with it. Not necessarily got everything you wanted to do, but, you know, at least it was a decent day to do things with outside. Okay. Well, we'll move along to Jeff, KD2AIT. Jeff, how are you doing? I hope you had a good day.
Well, good evening. It's KD2AIT. And, I'd like to say to Pete, the Outback is definitely better than the Forester, in my opinion, anyway. My aunt has one, and another friend of mine has the Forester, and I've driven both of them, and the Outback is, I don't know, I've had a Subaru myself. I had a Legacy for many years, and I like the Outback way better. It was more solid to me. It just felt, you know, they've been doing it for so long. Every little, you know, edge has been refined. Everything was perfect about it. And my aunt, she drives it from here all the way from Chicago about 3 or 4 times a year. So she's really enjoyed hers, and I think hers is 2 years old. So we're not that far off. Anyway, we're up here at camp. Got up here a day early because I finished all my work today, and I have to work Sunday, so I kind of managed to get up here today. And WA2U there. John is on, and if he could tell me again what that repeater is that the 210 is working on now. CNY repeater, what are they working on now? I can't remember. I was trying to look it up, and I couldn't find anything online about it, so if you could let me, if you could relay that to me with the PL, I'd appreciate it. Anyway, we're up here at camp, and my aunt dropped me off. She was helping one of my cousins out with their estate sale. My great aunt passed away not that long ago, and anybody remembers anybody remembers Norm Capron? It was his wife who passed away not that long ago. Anyway, the estate was going up for sale, and she found this old pruning saw that had Norm's name. He engraved it on there himself, and it was just something to remind me of camp, and she dropped it off to me, so we hung it up here on the wall, and it's kind of neat. It's one of those really old-timey pruning saws with a little leather sheath and everything with it, and it was kind of neat to get that little present. We hung that up here on the wall, and you know, underneath a lot of the other little things that remind you of your family up here at camp. And so we're having a good time, getting ready to do, eat a little dinner, head off to bed. Got some bear hunting to do tomorrow. That's the plan, weather permitting. I see they've upgraded the weather forecast. Tomorrow is not supposed to be completely rainy. There's only a 20% chance of rain now, which is great. So we're going to go out and do some bear hunting until maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, or excuse me, in the afternoon. And then we might do some grouse hunting because the grouse are just, boy, they have had an easy winter, and they are prolific. I can tell you that right now. They are everywhere. You can't walk down this camp road without flushing out 4 or 5 of them. So we brought up the 20 gauge, and we'll make do some of that hunting tomorrow too. And we're pretty much going to hunt right through into Sunday. So then go to work Sunday evening. So KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Well, sounds like you had quite a day of it. And, well, I know what you mean with the grouse. I haven't seen them here, but I've heard different folks talking about them. And, boy, they're good eating. I don't think I've had one at 40 years at least, but they are marvelous. Well, good luck with that, and good luck with the bear hunting, and enjoy the weekend until you have to come back again. Work always seems to be a diminishing factor when you're out enjoying yourself. Okay, have a good one, Jeff. Let me wait to you, John. What's new down by your way?
WATU, well, good evening to everyone on frequency. 52 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. Pete, I moved some of the plugs around. I think I checked this morning, KC2WI, I think there was the radios with these new RJ45 or whatever they are, plugs, I don't know. You gotta move around every once in a while, they start getting noisy, so that's what I did. Hopefully I remedied some of that problem. Jeff, the frequency's 145.17. 145.17 with a minus offset. No PL required. That's a W2 MO. Whiskey 2 Mike Oscar repeater. So 145.17. And I'm picturing the the growl sounding, but they're so fast that I think it's almost like you gotta have when you carry your 20, it's almost like you gotta be ready. You gotta have it in a position where you can almost, by the time you think about it, they're gone. They're so quick. I know we have partridge here too, and I usually discover them when I'm almost on top of them. You go flying by your head. Had a good day today. Didn't do a whole lot. Well, we went up to Boonville. Went up and got some Chinese food. We bought a boatload of that. I like to freeze it in. And that's always good to do. And stopped and got some groceries and came back home. And really didn't do a lot. Worked out in the gym. I worked out there earlier this morning. But boy, the other day we went out and took like a 4-mile walk the day before. Between Saturday and Monday afternoon, we'd walked about 9 miles, so I enjoy walking out there whenever I can get out there, rather than, the gym is great for the inclement weather. No excuses. But, there you go. So, we didn't do a lot Saturday because we went to the barn fest last Sunday, so my schedule's all, I have to think about what night it is, and usually on Thursday night we have the fire ring, but friends of ours are kind of recuperating. One guy, one fellow, he's got a kind of cold. His wife's recuperating from surgery, so Kathy and I decided we're just having a quiet evening. So Bob, I'll turn it back over to you. It's hard to believe tomorrow's the end of the month, I guess, already. Boy, time's going, and glad you got up there a day early, Jeff. So. Well, it's hard to believe that Rocktober is just around the corner, and all the different vehicles, you know. Boy, there's so many of them, so many choices nowadays, but we were talking to someone the other day, and she was talking about her vehicle. I said, well, you know, the wheels still go around, and I've always been convinced once if you don't pay for cash, once the car payments start or the vehicle payments start, depending on what it is, the garage payments start, so you get one or the other, unless you can take care of the stuff. And then if you take care of it yourself, you've got to have all the right tools. So, yeah, I hope we get a break in the weather. I can go over to camp and work on the deck. I'm anxious to try out the new 20-volt DeWalt that I've got to put the screws in. I graduated from the 12-volt, which wouldn't even really didn't do a lot to the screws. I would just end up ruining things. So, went out and bought the commercial brushless one, and guy says that'll zing those screws right into the deck. So it's always fun to come up with some excuse to buy something to get the project done. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John. Yeah, I have a DeWalt myself. I've got an older one, and boy, I'll tell you what, it's got a lot of wallop to it. Got numerous others also. A little tough sometimes having good batteries, I should say. It seems like a couple of years and they're going, you know, they seem to either not hold a charge or won't charge. But been real happy with that. Yeah, as far as the vehicles go, I think you're right. You know, you usually have a few other things that pop up once you get another vehicle and repairs and so on. I gotta say we've been very fortunate with the Impalas we've had, and very little repair, and we've had them a good number of years, a good many thousands of miles, and been real good to us. So knock on wood, I don't want to paint the devil on the wall with it. Anyway, glad to hear you, and hope you and Kathy have a good evening. All right, we'll put another call out and see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, right? Always good to hear you. Let's do your way.
I just got home from the Rochester auction. Bought four of them today. Two Fords, a Nissan, and a Subaru. Two 2013s, a 2014, and a 2015. Got three out of four of them home. And we're going to ship the last one tomorrow morning. So just got 54 degrees up on the hill here, and we're going to catch the end of the game. They're ahead 3-1 over Boston.
Okay, well, sounds like you've been busy, and I hope you had a good finds with the ones that you purchased. Sounds good. All right. Anyone else care to join us? This is N5AOW.
Roger, Roger, KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening. Over.
Well, good evening, Bill, KA3TFB. Yeah, I hope you had a good day. I hope you didn't get the rain that was forecast. We were supposed to get a fair amount and only a little drizzle here and there, so I think we got lucky. So, how's things down by you?
Indeed, a good evening here. Fine and dandy. It's been raining most of the day, and I think at night, last night it rained too. We've got our fair share. We haven't been too dry here. It just keeps on manufacturing itself. I've had to cut the grass almost every week now, you know, and I cut it high and I cut it wet. Last week we cut the back grass, and lo and behold, I was looking at the tractor and I didn't see any grass coming out, but it was cutting it, and here it got. Two years' time there, so it just bellied up. I'm going to let this up once. KD2AIT in a group, KA3TF in a B here. Yeah, so, you know, the tractor, like I said, it was cutting high and wet, and we unplugged it. So our new phone here, we got an Apple 5SE, and for those who don't know what that is, that's an Apple 6, but it's in the case of a 5. But they put the guts of a 6 into a 5. They called it an Apple 5SE. Anyhow, we are restoring things and trying to get things done, you know. It's never the same. It's always something new and something different. You know how it is. Old things break, and new things, sometimes they don't work. Anyhow, back to Net Control. Thanks for listening to me on my little soap opera. I wish everyone a good evening. Hey, we're going to send all the rain up there. I'm tired of it. KA3TF and the B.
Okay, very good, Bill. Well, I can see where you're not too happy with the rain. Yeah, you know what? When you get it, it's all right for a day or so. But enough is enough after a while. And seems like with our fair weather up here, you've had nothing but rain. And well, I guess you need a breather on that. And we probably could use a little here. I know things are getting a little on the dry side, so. Well, I hope you have a couple of good days coming, at least to get a breather from it. So, Bill, take care, KA3DFB. In the net, this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
and 2KKL.
And 2KKL, Pauline, I hope you've had an excellent day today. How are things going?
N5AOW and 2KKL had a nice day today, got a lot accomplished. Between working outside and inside and getting things batted down. Good evening, everybody. Nice to hear y'all in here. N2KKL, back to you, Bob, and we're 55 degrees now. So, you know, it's not bad. We never got much over 60 today. N2KKL, back to you, Bob.
Okay, Pauline. Yeah, I think we're basically the same way here. I think it probably got to about 59. Just didn't seem to warm up where they said it was going to be, but I'm at least enjoying for this time of the month, and we're getting our overnight temps in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and that's all right. So far, not really. We had a tinge of frost at one point, but nothing serious yet. But we've been busy trying to get everything put away. Okay, anyone else care to check in on the net? This is N5AOW. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins this time?
KD2AIT, comment.
KD2AIT, go ahead, Jeff.
I'd like to say to John there, thank you for the frequency there. And I agree, the Chinese food in Louisville has gotten a lot better. I don't know what they did, they upgraded, but it's gotten a lot better, and I understand why you went there to get it, and you're right, the grouse are really fast right now, especially with the cover. I mean, you have to be Clint Eastwood fast in his prime to get them right now. They're so quick, but as the leaves fall off, they get a little slower, you know what I mean. Anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, yeah, I remember those being quick, too, and also with the partridge. Boy, they come at you, sometimes scare the living devil out of you. You know, you almost step on them. Well, the partridge usually are in the trees, but, yep. Okay. Are there any other comments or queries? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use, and want to thank everyone who checked in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow. We have Jeff, Pauline, Bill, Ray, Bill down in Pennsylvania, Ray, John, and down in Hinckley, Pete, and George. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a great evening. And 5-AOW clear.
KB2KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon is currently on the 145.17 station for Octon. Come now, please. This is KB2KOJ for Octon.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it, good to hear you. Anyone else for Octan, with or without traffic?
Sis.
KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic. Okay, very good, I have KD2AIT, hi Jeff, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Good to hear you too. I haven't heard you in a little bit, so good to hear you. Good to hear everybody. Anyone else for Octane, with or without traffic? Any other stations for Octane? Okay, Jeff and Ray, quick reminder, both around or anybody that's around, this weekend is the SAT weekend, simulated emergency test, and please check in when you check in, tell net control that you are, if you are or not on emergency power. That's the simulated emergency test Friday or Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd. And encourage people to check in if you can. Of course, everybody knows what emergency power is. It can be anything other than power that you get from your electric company. It's a generator, battery, if you're mobile or a handheld. Anything like that is considered emergency power. So that's this Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd. It's the simulated emergency test, SETs as we call them. So, hope to hear everybody. Looking forward to it. It's always a lot of fun. Okay, are there any other stations for Octane before I go and check a couple other repeaters?
Good evening, Mark, N5AOW.
By golly, there's Bob, N5AOW. Haven't heard you in a while. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Any other stations for Octane, with or without traffic? Final call for Octane. Final call for Octane for stations with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everybody tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear and changing frequency.